Well, kia ora and welcome to Radio Wātea this evening. Dame Iritana, nice to have you on the show.
Kia ora, dear. Kia ora.
Yes, it is a sad time, Iritana, and you know, you've often, in my company, you've often referred to those, I suppose you could say the glory years, because I remember when you were, I don't think you'd thought about leading the Kohangareo movement, but I think Kara called you into his office, and that was all over Rover. You were Kohangareo, you know, through and through from that point on.
Well, I think, first of all, there's so much to say about Kara and the Department of Maori Affairs. When I came to Wellington in 72, Kara wasn't in the department. He never came in till 79. But he came in after doing a review of the department because we, the Maori Welfare Officers, were concerned that the department was asking us to chase up our people with the Department of Education. And anyway, we, the Maori Welfare Officers, were seen by our people to be bashing them because we were going out on problems all the time that different government departments were having. Fast forward again, we complained to Duncan McIntyre, who was the Minister of Maori Affairs at the time, and said, we were deeply concerned at the way the Maori Welfare Officers in the department were being seen by our people to bash them, to follow up complaints on, you know, education and justice and health. And so we complained to Duncan McIntyre, Neville Baker, and there were about 80 of us Maori Welfare Officers, and we complained to the Minister, Duncan McIntyre, that we've never had time to meet with our people positively.
Yes.
And again, fast forward, so we had a national conference. Duncan McIntyre was there, and we said there should be a review of the Department of Maori Affairs, because if, in fact, that's all we were doing was propping up other government departments on the backs of our people, that it should go. Duncan McIntyre, a table that with government, and the review that we asked for was tabled. Kara Puketapu had just come back to New Zealand. He was in the State Services Commission. He was appointed to do the review. There was himself, Star Wenata, and another State Services person who was a woman. They went around the country for about 3 months talking to Maori them. And then Kara came back, and he interviewed us, the Maori Welfare Officers, individually. And I don't know what the others said, but what I said to him was, if in fact all we're here for is to go and, as our people go and bash them about what was going on in the department. So I said to Kara, I didn't know him very well, but I just said, if that's what our role is, might as well get rid of this department and go and work for these other government departments.
Yeah, good point.
Well, what he did was, he actually tabled his review, and almost as soon as he tabled it, he was appointed the next Secretary of Maori Affairs. Fast forward, he comes in, and I get a note on my table 2 days after, as 7 other Maori Welfare Officers, Sarah Enata, Bill Herawini, Monty Rikiriki, Mona Rovetti, you know, 5 guys and myself, all Maori Welfare Officers, were sent a note. I got a note on my table saying, report to head office at 8 o'clock on Monday morning. He just come in. No reason, no nothing. So I went to my office, my controlling officer, and I said, you know about this? And he was quite marked. He said to me, well, the first thing the secretary should understand is there are proper protocols. In other words, Kara should have gone to my district officer and then to me. Well, I can tell you, for those who know Kara, he was the most protocol person in the world, which is what I love, because he didn't believe in hui after hui after hui. He just said, what do you think to us? What do you think needs to be done? Better do it. I tell you, in the cover, I got into Maori Affairs in Wellington in 72. Kawa came in about 77. And from that time on, he was, and I think most people know, the absolute genius in endorsing Maoism and the role they have to play in Maori development.
Iritana, how did that go down with his senior executives or secretaries of other government departments? Because his approach was unapologetically Maori, and he just wanted to get on and do the job.
Well, I tell you what, Kawa was not a procrastinator. He did not believe in one hui and then another hui and another hui and taking how many hui's to determine. He just said, "This is what do you think to us?" We said, we should be focusing more on our people, focusing on, because at the time, Bob, a bit like today, the focus on Maori problems makes me bloody sick. Oh, I shouldn't say that.
Yes, it's all right.
Swear, but what I'm saying is, the focus on Maori problems to prop up government was the focus in those days. And we said, we're not going to talk about Maori problems. We're going to talk about Maori potential. That's how Tutanga started. Mm. Out of Tutanga came Kōkiri centres, Matua Whānei, Kohanga Reo. Those were all the positive Maori kaupapa that actually turned around. Look at our people today, Bob.
Yes.
Look at
absolutely.
Those young people. Look at those young people back in the 1940s that have been in, Kohanga and Kura and Kura Iwi, into sports, into Matatini. You know, at that time, Te Reo Māori was almost gone. Look at it today. Anything that wriggles is talking Māori or trying to learn it. The government departments, TV, radio, anything that wriggles today is taking an interest in Māori. It might be only kia ora, it might be tēnātou, but it's a start.
Absolutely.
And I think, I pay a tribute to Kawa, because when he got hold of me and said, those old people at Waitetu, you were there, what did they say? That was in the Hui Whakatau, and I said, they said, stop expecting the government to address our language. They don't know how, or he said, they don't want to. Mm-hmm. And so out of that, we decided we'd go, because the old people at Waitetu, they said, stop asking the government to sort mm-hmm. out, we're going to do it ourselves. And you will know that those old people, the Ahenas are too far gone, all of them, said, with Timoto may start when the babies are born, put them to the breast, and at the time we said, right, to cover, we're going to start with the families. A lot of people said, oh, that's stupid, families don't know how to manage. My answer was, they manage to have the kids without us. They manage to go to bed and get up in the morning without us. They manage to... But because we want to manage them, we take over. Like government departments that want to control people's lives. Anyway, Bob, my tribute to Kawa was Maori development today has emanated from his absolute, absolute belief in the potential of Maori.
Yeah. Look, thank you, Iritana. You're quite right. Dame Iritana, the fact is that if you focus on the potential, then you will see it, you'll be able to realise it, you'll be able to encourage it, you'll be able to, just give people the knowledge, the self-worth to say that we can do this, we can do it on our own, and that that's our destiny. Mm.
Kia ora.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much, Dame Iritana Tawhiwhirangi. And, of course, she worked with Dr. Karapukatapu, who passed away on Friday. She worked with him for many, many years. He was a New Zealand senior public servant. He was a rangatira of Te Atiawa, and just so focused on the Māori development, Māori potential, and by goodness, during his time, Kohanga Reo, Kokiri Centres, Te Wānanga o Aotearoa, all of these initiatives came to being, plus, of course, as we've just heard before, from Arapata Hakiwai, the Te Māori exhibition. So it's lovely this evening to be able to finish on that, and just to acknowledge and honour Dr. Karapukatapu, who passed away on Friday. Right, so hope you've enjoyed the evening this evening with all of our good kōrero. I'm going to be back with you tomorrow night. For now, mā te wā, kia ora.